What is a revolving balance and its risks? What to check before rolling over your credit card balance? A revolving payment plan is an agreement to carry over a portion of the credit card balance, in which you pay only a portion of your credit card balance first and carry the remainder over to the next month. While it can serve as a temporary measure to avoid late payments, it involves high fees and can easily lead to an accumulating balance. So you must carefully review whether to enroll, the agreed-upon payment ratio, and the actual interest costs. The official name for a revolving credit plan is the Partial Payment Carryover Agreement, which is a credit card service that allows you to defer a portion of your payment until after the next payment due date. If the agreed payment ratio is 100%, there is no balance carried over. However, the lower the ratio, the greater the principal and fees carried over to the next month. Revolving interest rates vary depending on the credit card issuer and the individual's creditworthiness. Since they are generally expressed as annual interest rates, the actual cost must be calculated based on the balance carried over and the number of days the credit is used. While using a revolving credit line does not automatically result in a delinquency, prolonged use or high balances can negatively impact your assessment of repayment ability and your credit score. You can check your enrollment status and the agreed-upon payment percentage through your card issuer's app, website, customer service center, or credit card statement, and cancel the service if necessary. What is a revolving payment plan? The official term for a revolving payment plan is Partial Payment Carryover Agreement. It is a service that allows you to pay only a specified percentage or the minimum payment due on your credit card billing date, rather than the full balance, and carry over the remaining amount to the next billing cycle or later. Simply put, revolving credit is an agreement to defer part of this month's credit card bill to the next month. While it can be used to avoid late payments due to insufficient funds on the due date, fees are charged on the carried over amount and it is added to the next month's bill. Therefore, repeated use can cause debt to grow rapidly. Key structure of revolving payments. Revolving payments typically consist of the following elements. Item meaning points to check agreed payment ratio, the percentage of the bill to be paid first on the due date check, whether it is 100% or a lower percentage, such as 10% or 20% carried over amount, the amount carried over to the next month, without being paid, the carried over amount is added to the next month's bill. Revolving fee rate, the rate applied to the carried over amount, often expressed as an annual interest rate. Verify the actual cost based on the number of days, minimum payment, the minimum amount you must pay to avoid being in default. Failure to pay the minimum amount may result in a delinquency. Applicable transactions, the scope of transactions subject to the revolving plan applicability may vary by card issuer and product, including one-time payments, cash advances, and installment plans. The difference between a 100% and 10% agreed payment ratio, for example. Let's assume this month's credit card bill is 1,000,001. Agreed payment ratio, this month's payment amount carried over to next month. Characteristics, 100% 1,000,001, same as a typical full payment, 50% 500, 0,001 500, 0,001 half is carried over. And a fee is charged 10% 100, 0,001 900, 0,001 immediate burden is low. But next month's burden increases significantly even if you're enrolled in a revolving payment plan. If your agreed payment ratio is set to 100%, there is generally no balance carried over. Conversely, if the ratio is set low, part of your card balance may continue to roll over to the next month without you realizing it. How are revolving plan fees calculated? Revolving plan fees are generally calculated using the formula: carried over amount times annual fee rate times number of days used divided by 365 days. The actual calculation method, number of days, applicable interest rate, and excluded transactions may vary depending on each card issuer's terms and conditions and individual circumstances. Example, carrying over 500,001 for 30 days assumption calculation approximate fee carried over amount. 500,001, 18% APRA, 30 days 500,001 times 18% times 30 divided by 365 approx. 7, 397, 1 carryover amount, 500, 0001, 23. 9% per annum, 30 days 500, 0001 times 23. 9% times 30 divided by 365 approx. 9, 822, 1 if the annual fee rate is 23. 9%, a simple calculation shows that the fee for carrying a 500,0001 balance for 1 year without repayment would be approximately 119,501. However, the total cost may vary depending on monthly payments, additional spending, the fee structure, and changes in the balance. Situations where revolving credit can be used, revolving credit is not necessarily a bad service. Rather, it is a financial product whose risk level varies significantly depending on the purpose and duration of use. It may be considered on a limited basis in the following cases. When there is a temporary shortfall in liquidity due to a mismatch between payday and the credit card payment due date, when individuals with highly variable monthly income, such as freelancers or self-employed people, need to temporarily adjust their cash flow when there is a high risk of falling behind on credit card payments due to insufficient funds in the payment account, and you need to avoid delinquency in the short term, however, revolving credit should be treated as a short-term alternative that allows you to repay the balance as soon as income is received. If you're unable to repay it the following month, revolving credit is likely to result in debt carryover rather than solving the problem. Reasons not to use it carelessly. 1. High fee rates. Revolving payment fees may feel higher than personal loan interest rates, and they vary significantly depending on the credit card issuer and your credit score. In particular, if the fee rate is close to the late payment interest rate, the burden of paying a high cost to delay payment may outweigh the benefit of simply avoiding a late payment. Revolving credit is not a system designed to reduce your credit card balance. The principal amount you owe remains the same, and fees are added during the rollover period. 2. The amount you owe accumulates if you use revolving credit once and continue to use your card the following month. Your bill can accumulate as follows. The principal carried over from last month remains unpaid. Fees are added to the carried over principal. This month's new card spending is added. If you pay only a portion again, the remaining amount is carried over to the next month. As this cycle repeats, the perceived debt lags behind your actual spending. Even if your immediate payment amount appears to decrease, your total debt may not actually decrease. 3. It can affect your credit score. Simply using the revolving payment plan does not immediately result in a delinquency. As long as you make regular payments equal to or greater than the minimum payment required under your agreement, you can avoid a delinquency record. However, maintaining a high revolving balance for an extended period can be a negative factor in your credit assessment. Financial institutions comprehensively evaluate factors such as credit card usage, loan balances, repayment history, delinquency status, and debt levels. Therefore, if your revolving balance continues to grow, it may be interpreted as a sign that you lack the financial capacity to repay the full credit card balance. The difference between revolving credit and credit card delinquency category. Revolving credit. Credit card delinquency, status partial. Payment made according to the agreement with the card issuer, with the remainder carried over. Failure to pay the agreed upon amount by the due date. Costs, revolving fees, apply late payment interest, and other penalties may apply. Impact on credit may have a negative impact if used for long periods or in large amounts, may directly affect credit score, depending on the duration and amount of delinquency. Purpose, postponing the payment. Burden, failure to fulfill contractual obligations. Points to note. Debt may accumulate. High risk of delinquency records and restrictions on financial transactions. While revolving payments can help you avoid delinquency, they do not address the root causes of delinquency, such as overspending or insufficient cash flow. How to check if you are enrolled in a revolving payment plan? Sometimes, you may not realize that you are enrolled in a revolving payment plan. Please check the following channels. 1. Credit card company app or website. You can usually find the following menus in the credit card company's app. Payment or account balance menu partial payment rollover agreement, menu revolving payment menu change payment ratio, menu financial services, or card payment management menu names may vary by card issuer. 2. Credit card statement. Check your statement for the following terms. Partial payment rollover agreement, revolving plan carried over balance, agreed payment ratio, revolving plan fee. If your statement shows a carried over balance or a revolving fee, it is highly likely that you are currently using the revolving payment plan. 3. Card company customer service. The most reliable method is to contact your card company's customer service center. When making the inquiry, it is advisable to confirm the following details. Are you currently enrolled in the revolving payment plan? What is the agreed-upon payment ratio? What is your current carried-over balance? What is the applicable fee rate? How much do you need to pay on the next due date to pay off the balance in full? If you cancel the plan, how will the existing carried-over balance be billed? How to cancel the revolving payment plan? You can generally request to cancel the revolving payment plan through the card issuer's app, website, or customer service center. However, if there is a carried over balance at the time of cancellation, it may be billed on the next payment date or require a separate repayment process, depending on the card issuer's policy. Before canceling, please check the following. Outstanding principal balance fees already incurred or expected to be incurred total amount due on the next payment date account balance required for automatic payments after cancellation whether the full amount will be billed immediately upon. Cancellation, simply canceling the revolving plan, does not eliminate your remaining debt. Cancellation prevents future automatic rollovers, but you must repay the existing rolled over balance separately. Checklist before use. Before using the revolving payment plan, answer all of the following questions. How much do you plan to roll over this month? What is the annual interest rate? Will you be able to pay off both the carried over principal and new charges next month? Can you resolve this without using the revolving plan by changing your payment due date, making an early payment, or reducing your spending? Do you still have a revolving balance left over from last month? Is your agreed-upon payment ratio set too low? Did the card issuer's guidance focus solely on preventing delinquency, without fully explaining the actual costs? If you're unsure about even one of these points, it's safer to postpone using the revolving plan and create a repayment plan first. Practical ways to reduce your revolving balance. 1. Increase your agreed payment ratio. If you can't cancel the revolving plan right away, you can gradually increase your agreed payment ratio. For example, from 10% to 30%, 50%, or 100%. As the payment ratio increases, the principal carried over to the next month decreases. 2. Limit use of new cards. If you continue to accumulate charges on new cards while you have a revolving balance, your repayment progress will slow down. It helps to limit your spending to debit cards or cash for a certain period. 3. Take advantage of early or immediate payments if you have extra funds available. It may be beneficial to pay off at least a portion of your balance early rather than waiting until the due date to reduce fee burdens. You should check with your card issuer to confirm whether early payments are allowed and how fees are calculated. 4. Align your payment due date with your payday, adjusting your credit card payment due date to immediately follow your payday or other major income date can help prevent situations where you have to use the revolving payment option due to insufficient funds in your payment account. 5. Reevaluate your spending habits. If this becomes a recurring issue, if you find yourself using the revolving payment option for 2 months or more, this may not be a temporary issue, but rather a sign that your credit card spending is excessive relative to your income. You should review your fixed expenses, subscription fees, installment payments, insurance premiums, and loan repayments. Key takeaways: revolving payments are a mechanism to defer credit card payments. They are not a system that discounts or eliminates your credit card debt. While it can be helpful as a short-term solution to avoid delinquency, maintaining it for a long time with a low agreed payment ratio will cause fees and carried over balances to accumulate, creating a greater financial burden. There are 3 key points to check. Confirm whether you are enrolled in the revolving payment plan. Check your agreed repayment ratio and the applicable fee rate. Decide when, how much, and how you will pay off the carried over balance. It's risky to use the revolving plan without understanding it. If you do use it, keep it short, keep the amount small, and establish a repayment plan before doing so.